Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 33rd episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of August 6th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have seen them already, or a slightly different version on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference while on the video version. You can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. August 6th. Quarreling means trying to show that the other man is in the wrong, and there would be no sense in trying to do that unless you and he had some sense of agreement as to what right and wrong are. From Mere Christianity, Book 1, Chapter 1, entitled The Law of Human Nature. First broadcast on August the 6th, 1941 on the BBC, entitled Common Decency. August 7th. The good things even of this world are far too good ever to be reached by imagination. Even the common orange, you know, no one could have imagined it before he tasted it. How much less heaven? From A Letter to Mrs. Johnson, dated August the 7th, 1956. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. August 8th. Screwtape observes, the humans live in time, but our enemy, that is God, destines them to eternity. He therefore, I believe, wants them to attend chiefly to two things, to eternity itself and to that point of time which they call the present. From The Screwtape Letters, Part 15, first published in The Guardian on August the 8th, 1941. Also available in The Screwtape Letters, Chapter 15. August 9th. One hopes there will come a day when one can enjoy nice things said about oneself just in the same innocent way as one enjoys nice things about anyone else. Perfect humility will need no modesty. From A Letter to Sister Penelope, dated August 9th, 1939. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. August 10th. I think almost all crimes which Christians have perpetrated against each other arise from this, that religion is confused with politics. From A Letter to John Giovanni Cabriella, dated August the 10th, 1953. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. August 11th. Screwtape admits, the future is, of all things, the thing least like eternity. It is the most completely temporal part of time, for the past is frozen and no longer flows, and the present is all lit up with eternal rays. From The Screwtape Letters, Part 15, first published in The Guardian, August 8, 1941. Also in The Screwtape Letters, Chapter 15. August 12th. An open mind in questions that are not ultimate is useful, but an open mind about ultimate foundations either of theoretical or practical reason is idiocy. If a man's mind is open on these things, let his mouth at least be shut. From The Abolition of Man, Chapter 2, second edition published August 12, 1947. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotation shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that explored 75 quotations. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you can find a weekly article with quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes, and that you'll share this with others.